We appreciate you hanging out with us today on Modern Jazz Today. You can learn more about us, the artists we are playing, and read exclusive interviews at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next in this set, we're going to start off with Guitar Elation from the new album Double Live at Green Lady Lounge. We're going to check into the track The Rewinder, followed by Peter Hum. From his album Ordinary Heroes, we're going to listen to Fake News Blues. Thank you. Coming up next, we're going to grab one from the vault. Not too far, though. Back in 2015, I'm talking from bassist Avishai Cohen Trio from the album From Darkness. We're going to listen to the track Beyond.
That time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Millions of birds begin their lives in the Arctic wetlands of northern Alaska. Environment reporter and author Linda Mapes visited a few of them on a small pond near Teshapook Lake.
There was a family of red-throated loons right in the center of the pond. The mother, the father, and two very fluffy chicks.
She watched the mother tend her chicks as their father flew off.
And eventually, there's this great commotion, this great flurry, and he arrives with his perfect little silvery fish in his mouth. And he comes up to one of the chicks and he passes it to the chick. And the chick drops it. Drops it in the water.
Was it an accident? A fishing lesson? Linda couldn't say. But she was struck by her own immense privilege.
Of sharing their family time with them as these beings. Doing the things that we all need to do. To eat. To take care of one another. To persist into the next generation.
But now, fossil fuel development in the Teshapook wetlands is encroaching on their home.
It means disturbance. It means danger. They don't have another place they can go to like this. This is their place. They will come back here next year looking for the very same nest sites. What will they come back to?
Learn more about what you can do to protect America's Arctic when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.